keep your lamb. Trimmed and burning, keep your lamb.
I come around. Family. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus is our pastor, and we are here to glorify him and to lift him up and just to say how awesome he is. So welcome, everyone. This is Michelle. Glad you could join us. Right now in chat, we have a guest who we encourage to make a username for yourself so we can interact with you. And then we have Rosemary. Hi, Rosemary. And we have Zanti. Hi, Zanti. Glad to see you both in chat. I will go ahead and open us up in a word of prayer, and we will get started. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just helping us through this week, and just thank you, Lord, for your encouragement and just providing for all of our needs, Lord, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial, all of our needs, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, most of all for your love, your unconditional love, Lord, that you show to us every day, Lord. Though we are imperfect, Lord, you are perfect and your love is perfect. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for your perfect love. And thank you, Lord. And we love you and cannot wait to see you face to face. Cannot wait, sweet Jesus. I love you. Love you, Jesus. Love you, Heavenly Father. Love you, Holy Spirit. We love you. Lord, we've asked that also you continue to provide for us until you call us home, Lord. And anyone who is, those who are sick, Lord, we ask that you bring them comfort and healing and just to show them an increased dose of love, Lord. And those who are struggling financially, Lord, we ask that you provide for them and help them to trust you as you are providing for them, Lord. And also those who are struggling mentally, Lord, we ask that you you console them and you comfort them and you just show them your love, Lord. And we pray this all in your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So here we are on this October 25th, and according to the 27-28 day offset calendar that was revealed to Jerry, tomorrow is the first day of Feast of Tabernacles, but since it starts, the feast days start the evening before, technically, I think it's already started since it is now evening. So any day now, and it could literally be today. So yay for that. That's exciting. Yeah, definitely high watch alert starting today. And so Tabernacles last for a week, so that is definitely high watch period and into the first week of November. And I had watched a video of Peter Johns, and I remember this group getting the number 450 as being very significant, dealing with Noah's Ark. And in his video, he says that on his prophecy clock that was revealed to him by the Lord, it is now, let's say, 4:50, the time, 4:50 a.m. on his prophecy clock starts on November 2nd. So I thought that was interesting since we had been seeing that number, some of us anyway, that. And also, Jerry mentioned that according to the calendar the Lord showed him, Feast of Tabernacles would end on November 2nd. So that was highly interesting. And also in his videos, he mentioned something about, I don't know how he got this, and I don't think he really explained it in the video, but he said midnight, so to speak, he thought would begin, I think on the evening of the 4th or between the 4th and the 5th of November. And so I was doing this calculation, and 11:58 since that's the beginning of midnight, then 11:58 would be, I think, either starting tomorrow evening or on the 27th. So, and I remember Judy and her son were shown 11:58 in a vision. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but pointing it out. So anyway, Jesus is coming. Yahoo! We are going home. I feel like we are in the final countdown phase here. And I was reading a scripture today that reminded me of that. Let's see, out of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 6 through 8, Paul is saying, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." So, basically, we get crowns for loving his appearing. I mean, how awesome is that? Me personally, I just can't wait to see him, but pretty cool. We also get crowns for loving his appearing. But anyway, that passage reminded me of us. The time of our departure is at hand. We have finished the race and kept the faith. And so we are just waiting the call, the trumpet sound, to poof. So, and about 7 or so days later, we're expecting the worldwide rapture to occur. Okay, I'll go ahead and read out of my daily devotional, Jesus Calling, here. It says, "I am God with you for all time and throughout eternity. Don't let the familiarity of that concept numb its impact on your consciousness. My perpetual presence with you can be a continual source of joy, springing up and flowing out in streams of abundant life. Let your mind reverberate with meanings of my names. Jesus, the Lord saves, and Emmanuel, God with us. Strive to remain conscious of my presence even in your busiest moments. Talk with me about whatever delights you, whatever upsets you, whatever is on your mind. These tiny steps of daily discipline, taken one after the other, will keep you close to me on the path of life." So, stay close with Jesus and pour out your whole life to him. And because he is there, he wants to help you. And he's just waiting for you to turn to him and to give him all of your problems, your burdens, and just to pour your life into him, and so he can take care of you. So he wants to take care of you because he loves you. So, all right, there's that. Okay, so as you know, I'm in Texas, and we just got a bunch of rain. At my location, officially, we got 2.21 inches of rain. And when I saw that total, it made me think of our miracle show, the day that our translation, the fact that we would be translated early, was announced on the miracle show on February 21st. Well, if you take February 21st, then numerically it's 2:21. So I took it as a little flirt. The Lord's been doing that with me, so thank you, Lord, for your flirts. He has been flirting with his bride before we go to marry him. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and play our two songs of the bride.
Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come today. We welcome welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come, today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come, today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
We welcome you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We welcome you. Spirit and the bride say, come. We love you, Lord. We magnify you. We cannot wait to see you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your... Just thank you, Lord, for loving us, your goodness, your powerful, your omnipresence, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Okay, so Pat has joined us, so I will go ahead and say hello to
her.
Hi,
guys.
Hi, Pat.
Love you all. Hope everybody's
love
okay.
You.
Yep, just here, day by day. My daughter's visiting from New Hampshire, so that's kind of taking up my time, but that's a lovely thing, so that's very good.
Yeah.
Other than that, guys, that page from that woman saying how, you know, where are you, and I'm tired, and blah, 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 I mean, that just, it's like a shot in the arm. I mean, makes you kind of realize you're not alone in all this waiting. So that was a very good page. Carol sent that out. I was so glad to get that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just...
I think we can all identify that.
Yes. It was very good. That was an excellent page. Right on, lady.
Amen.
Amen. So I just wanted to just mention that. So, keeping everybody in prayer and just trying to make every day work. You know, that's what we do. We stay in the Lord. There's a reason why everything. We got to just have faith and patience.
Hi, everybody. I love
you.
Hey,
Tony.
Hey, Tony.
I can only talk briefly, but I love you all. I love you, Jesus. I had a rapture dream the other day, which I texted, I think, Michelle about. But let me tell it. I don't think it was told. It was daytime, and I was with, like, my dad for sure, and a man from church. He happened to be a black man named Teddy. And he goes to my church, and I've known him for years, and I just, you know, say hi to him or whatever. Not friends that hang out, but anyway. So we were all hanging out, and we were just all together in a group. I don't know, other people were there, but I don't remember. All of a sudden, he and I started floating up in the air. Teddy and I started floating up in the air. And I'm like, yay! So my hands are out, like, flying, like I was flying. And all of a sudden, Teddy started going back down, and he's like, oh, it's not my time to go up yet. And because he started floating up with me, and then he started like going back down. I'm like, where are you going? And he's like, it's not my time to go up yet. So I kept on flying up into the air, flying, floating up in the air. I was so happy, so excited. I knew exactly what was happening. And so I landed in heaven in this, when I got there, it seemed like there was a stage that I landed on, but there were like lines of people lined up in front of the stage. It seemed like maybe five to ten, maybe like ten across, and then maybe five in the line, and they all had, like, I don't know if everyone had balloons, but they had balloons, some of them, and some of them had, like, pictures, like a picture, I don't remember what the pictures had, but, like, attached to the balloon was, like, a picture of, like, you know, maybe animal or whatever, and anyway, so to me, it seemed like they were, like, for representing different groups of people, like your animals. You know how when you're in the 70s, they had, like, you matched the lion tag, the lion. So that's what it seemed like. And I, having myself, having a balloon. But anyway, so I get there, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm late. I said, I'm sorry, I'm late. And then someone said, you're not late, you're just in time. And so I joined, like, I was going to join the group, like, in the middle of the pack. And that's what I remember. And then I woke up. But, and then I woke up, and I still felt like I was floating and flying. I mean, not flying, but I still felt like I was floating. I'm like, I was repenting. I'm like, I felt like I was going to go up any second. Like, this was it. Like, this happened on the morning of the 24th. And I was like, oh, we're going now. And my body felt like light as a feather for a while. I felt like I was going to float up any minute. But it was such an amazing dream. Thank you, Jesus, for my flirt.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. Yeah, so that was...
That's great.
Yeah, so that was my one dream.
So in your dream, did you get to see what heaven looked like?
No, I didn't. But I've told the Lord that I really want to see, because I want to be surprised.
Oh.
So maybe that's why I saw what, you know, floating up in the air was, but I didn't see heaven. But maybe that's why I haven't seen it at all, what it looks like. And then I just had a dream. That was I fell back. I fall asleep. In the middle of the night, I start having a dream of being like, I'm going to work, and I, like, ended up getting a ride for someone driving. And it's like, I was going to be, like, almost like I was going to be kidnapped. And so I'm like, I woke up from that dream, like, Lord, please get this dream out of me. Giving me, like, a heavenly dream. And so then I ended up with a rapture dream. And then I woke up out of that, and I fell back asleep, and then I had another dream, weird dream, but I was going, like, down into my parking garage, and my neighbor had this van, and I think the van was brown, and they were they had, like, everything out of the van. Like, they were doing, like, a deep cleaning of the van. Like, all the seats were out, everything was out, in all over the parking garage, so no cars could come in or out. And I'm And my car wasn't in my exact spot, so I'm thinking, I need to move my car to my exact spot because I'm taking somebody else's. So I was going to go move my car, and I was trying to tell them that they started to leave the garage with everything all over the place. I'm like, excuse me, can you move this stuff? Because, and they ignored me, and they just continued walking. So I started to go towards my car, and two males, not roommates, but two people in the complex, you know, men living in the complex, came and started to go to their car. I'm like, yeah, they have all this stuff all over. So these two guys started moving the stuff out of the way so they could get their cars out. And I started moving stuff out of the way so I could get my car into the parking spot. And it just seemed like I would move it from the back end of it and put it up front so it would be in front of my car. It seemed like my pile just kept growing. how's my car going to fit in here with all this stuff? So I just kept moving, trying to clear it out. And as I'm doing that, all of a sudden this little white, yippy, small dog starts coming and barking at me and growling and starts jumping up and, like, trying to bite at my hand. He's, like, biting at me. And the owner was, like, a little elderly lady, and I'm like, excuse me, you know, ma'am, come get your dog. They're biting me. They're biting me. They keep – and she wasn't coming and coming and coming. And so the dog ended up jumping up and biting my left butt cheek and, like, hanging on to it. He was, like, attached to my left butt cheek, and the woman finally showed up. So I, like, pried the dog off my butt and gave it to the owner. I'm like, he bit me, and she saw he was hanging there. And then she went on her way, and I'm thinking, so she left, and I'm in, like, pain, and I'm holding my butt, like, because I don't want to, you know, dog bites can be bad. And so I was like, I don't know how badly I was, you know, bitten on my butt. I don't know, they might be holes or flesh or whatever. It's holding it, and it's because it's bleeding, so I'm holding it.
Oh, my poor thing, what a horrible dream.
I know, and I walk out, and I, like, walk up to go to my apartment, and I'm walking past the neighbors, and I'm telling them, yeah, I just was bit by a dog, and they really didn't seem concerned. And then there were, like, two teenage girls behind me that I was telling the story to, and they kind of, like, were listening, but they're, like, kind of, like, smirking. And then that was the end of my dream. Oh, but then that was the end of my dream. But I was thinking, like, I need to, you know, take this lady to court, sue her. But then I'm like, no, I can't. She's a little elderly lady. I can't sue her. I'm like, well, maybe if I could just get money for the medical bills. But then I'm like, no, you know, I was like hemming and hawing whether I should even do anything about it. So that was the end of my dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So. Anyway, those are my dreams. Yeah, I love you.
Really?
I gotta go.
Okay, honey. Don't
have a good night,
down.
All.
You too, sweetie.
I love you, Lana. I love you, Jesus.
Sweetie.
I love you. Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Dear, poor thing.
Wow. What a dream.
Wow. Whew. Don't need dreams like that when life's challenging enough.
No.
Oh my.
Yeah, the other night I had a dream. Tana mentioned she had a dream where she was flying upwards. Well, I had a dream I was flying horizontally, and I was having a hard time getting much vertical momentum. So basically just flying around horizontally.
You're learning.
I think I was trying to escape someone.
Learning to get your wings right.
Yeah.
A few trial flights.
My vertical.
That's how I was when I took flying lessons. I had to just go touch and go, touch and go. You have to get it right so you can land in one piece. Oh, dear me. Funny. I love flying dreams. Most of the time I end up on a tree branch somewhere and I'm looking down and it's like, what? What is this? You know, I'm supposed to be going up. It's so frustrating. Like, no, wait, I got to go higher. On a tree branch. Crazy, just crazy dreams. I have intense dreams, but I can't remember them. I know the Lord is in them, like I said, but I can't. It's like, why can't I remember this dream? This is not such a bad dream, you know? And it's like, oh, well. Sometimes they do. Yeah, sometimes they're humdingers. And, oh, boy.
The other night I had a dream. This lady or someone said something that really just angered me. So I basically flipped her off in the dream. And then right after I did that, I'm like, why in the world did I do that? That's so horrible of me. I don't
that's
care
not
what
you.
She said. I
no.
shouldn't have done that.
No, that's a dream. You're not held accountable.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness, yes. Oh, my gosh.
I kind of felt guilty when I woke up. I was like, why in the world did I dream that?
Oh, wow. I know, right? Oh, my goodness. I know. And some are so disturbing. I only remember parts of them, but it's like, you know, I say, Lord, I offer you when I go to sleep and I dream. And what am I going to do? You know, there's a reason for everything. So I'm not going to get crazy when I have bad dreams and stuff, you know. But
yeah,
you don't want them. That's for sure. I know I don't want them. Because life's, as I said, life's challenging enough. And then you don't need to go to sleep and have more madness, you know. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the other night I had woke up and I was going to the bathroom, and I usually keep the lights shut off because there's just enough light to where I can see where I'm going. So anyway, I'm washing my hands, and I guess I'm kind of looking in the mirror, although I can't see much. And I see this, like, bright flash move in the mirror, and it made me jump. I was like, what in the world?
I know.
But it definitely startled
me. I've had awful dreams at night running around in a swamp, and somebody's chasing me, and I'm hiding from them, and I'm trying to hide behind the trees in this dark swamp. I mean, just like, where does this stuff come from? I don't need this. I didn't ask for this.
I was like, what in the world? But it didn't freak me out or anything. But
yeah. Oh my goodness. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm just—we're all in God's hands. We've given Him everything. We offer Him everything. So whatever happens, I just have to know it's for a reason. Even if I don't understand what it is, you know, I know that there's a reason, and I just trust Him in everything, you know. And there's some things you don't understand, but I have to say, Jesus, you know, I don't understand, but this is what happened. And I had a dream or whatever, and it's like, I just trust you. You know, you're in it somehow. You know, nothing happens in my life unless you're in charge. So one day I'll understand better, you know, and leave it at that. I have no other choice. None of us do. We trust Him, and we love Him, and He's got it, and there's some things we're not going to understand, you know. But, you know, I just, in those moments, I just say, Jesus, I trust you. I don't understand this, but I trust you. I trust you. You know what's going on, whether I realize it or not. So I trust you. And then I go on to whatever I have to go on to, you know, within the household, you know. So we'll see. But it's that gives me peace when I say that to Him. I trust you. It's like I can't go beyond. I love you and I trust you. There isn't anything more I can say about anything in what happens throughout, you know. Or week or whatever. Like I just trust you. I just trust you. And that'll
Amen.
Give me peace.
I get scared overnight. I'm like, I trust you, Jesus. I trust you. You're right here.
That you know. And when you say that, the enemy hears you say that too, and he has to back off, because when you say, Jesus, I trust you, he hasn't got a foothold anywhere. You know, he just doesn't. And we have to realize how powerful that is to say, Jesus, I love you and I trust you. Everything in me is for you. You are my everything. When you just say, and you don't need a whole lot of long prayers. You just need, you know, just little sentences from your heart to His heart that you have meant sincerely. And that's what He's seeing. That's what you're giving. And the enemy's got to shake his head and walk away because he can't get past that. He can't get past those words or that bond of relationship you have so sincerely and lovingly and trustingly with God. He cannot break into that. If you have said that from your heart because you're in love with Jesus and He's your all, the enemy has to walk away. No matter what kind of tricky things he has, he's going to pull on you. When you say, Jesus, I trust you, even when you're in the midst of trials and tribulations, Jesus, I trust you. I love you. You've got this because you've got me. You have my whole life. So have that peace that comes with that, that you say that you know you're in the Lord. You know you're in the Lord. So let that be a strength and a consolation to you, you know, that of that reality, you know, that
God has you and he's got the situation. Jesus, I trust you. You've got this. That's all you got to say. And let him work. And if you're to be delivered from something, he will do it. Just because of your trust and your love. But just little prayers, just through the day. Or you're doing something and you say, Jesus, this is for you. Or this is for souls. That's all you have to say at the moment. Again, you don't. If you want to stand on your head and light candles and read the Bible from back to left to go ahead. I mean, that's fine. But he's looking at the. I believe he's looking at the utmost sincerity of your heart, and you don't need a lot of words. I mean, yes, you want to read scripture, of course. It's very important. We should do that. But just Jesus, I love you and I trust you, and I know you're here with me, and that's my peace.
Those
that's my consolation. At times, it's my sanity because things can get nuts. And in the midst of the madness, I just say, Jesus, I trust you. You've got this, my love. You've got this. I know you do. Nothing happens to me but what you allow because I have surrendered my whole life to you. You've got this. And let that be, as I say, let that be a peace to you. Let that bring peace to your heart, because that's the truth. It's so simple. You know, we think we have to do all these complicated things and complicated prayers and complicated words. And No. Jesus, I love you. I trust you. Let's do this together. This is for you. That's it. He got the message. You know what you said. And you carry on. You carry on in sincerity and love for him, genuine love, and for your brothers and sisters as well. You know, wherever you are, your children, your spouse, your friends, you carry on in that sincerity of caring about them truly because you're in the Lord, you know. And it's simple. It's just for the little moment you have, be happy. He loves it when we're cheerful and happy. He said, and he and I, what you do cheerfully pleases me more. He says, just the thought of me should bring you so much joy. So much joy that I'm with you. That should be your joy. That should be the only reason you're living is because I love you and I'm with you and we're together. And that is true. But that's why I say when things, you know, the enemy's going to try. He really is. But you're stronger than the enemy. And as it said, he who is in you is stronger than he who is in the world. There's a great strength to that. There really is. And when you say, you know, Satan, get out of here. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe that it's done. Don't go on, you know, no. You said it from your heart. It's done. Just go on enjoying your time with the Lord, you know. Keep it simple.
And there's also peace in his presence, too.
Yes.
Focusing on his presence will bring peace.
Yes. Saying the Psalms. I believe God loves the Psalms. With the Psalms that praise him, you are the King of all and Lord, you know, and say them out loud. I mean, you just get a different feel about the atmosphere, everything, when you start praising God out loud and say it with you. I'll look at him, or I'll look at him in my heart and just whip out one of them there Psalms that praise him and say it out loud. Say it with oomph. And, oh, man, you've touched something in him. You've touched something in his heart when you do that. You know, or any of the scriptures, you know, but the Psalms, especially the ones that praise him, you know, I know he loves that. And it says, most of all, praise God. First praise, then thank, and then petition, okay, in that order, and praise him. And offer your day up when you get up. Jesus, the day is yours. Let's work together. Doesn't have to be a whole bunch of words. You know, like the one he said in Way of Divine Love, I love. Jesus, I enter into your heart when I'm in its deepest recesses. I unite all my actions to your heartbeat so that this is for souls and to do the Father's will on earth. That's it. He heard me. He knows I meant it. And he'll work. And he'll work in your life all day. At night, watch over me, you know, send angels to guard me. I thank you for getting me through this day. I bless and praise you, you know, and I love you, and I trust you, and I'm going to sleep now. But I set forth the tenderest thoughts of my heart to keep you company. Just stay, the arms of my heart will embrace the arms of your heart, and we'll be together all the time. And just little things like that, so sweet and from the heart. That just thrills, that makes him so happy, you know. And again, it doesn't have to be a whole soliloquy of words, you know. Just from your heart. Just from your heart. Talk to him. And that's where it's at. It's the sincerity of the relationship that you're fostering with him, that you're trying. And and we merit. Somehow, maybe someone can do a preach on why God loves for us to merit. Sometimes I get so frustrated, and I look at him, especially when that picture comes so alive. I said, merit, I just want you here. I just want to love you. I don't care about merit. I don't know what this thing is about merit, you know, that is so important to you that we merit, and you're the rewarder of good things. I said, you deserve the reward. Kudos to you, because you're the one who's putting up with us. You deserve a reward. So that's how I come back at him. It's funny.
So what does it mean by merit?
Merit, like when we I don't know. He's a rewarder of good things, but it says we merit. We like everything, every act of faith and everything. It's like, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out myself because I've heard that expression.
Oh, okay.
We're rewarded in heaven for our faith here on earth, walking in the darkness, and you know, walking in a fog. Maybe we don't see him, but he loves it when we believe in him, but we don't see him. There's merit to that, you know. So I'm saying I don't care about that. I just want to be with you, you know.
Yeah. We just want to be with you.
I don't care
Jesus.
About rewards or anything. It's like, I just want to be with you.
We just
you
want
know.
You, Jesus.
We just want you, Jesus. We, you know, and I don't know. It's just, I get very lonely. I guess we all do, indeed. And it just, you know, when you feel his presence so strong, sometimes it's like, you know, like, why are we together?
Yeah.
Why? Why am I here and you're there? Or why can't we just why can't you just appear in the room, give me a hug and a kiss, and
yes.
then maybe go back? But don't leave me here all alone like this. This is just, you know. But he loves it somehow, us living by faith that we believe without seeing. I'm sure there's something in the Bible there about that, about believing without seeing. That's very pleasing to him. You know, that we behave and we try to love him without ever having seen him. You know, and he said in heaven he is well compensated with all the love that he wants to be compensated on earth. He wants our love on earth. He wants our attention and prayers on earth, our union on earth, to console him for all the ones, I guess, who don't love him. So I'm always praying for conversions. That's my biggest thing, is to pray for conversions. Every prayer, everything I do, I offer it up for conversions, you know. And I say, if they need Shekinah glory, if they need a visit, you know, from you in a dream, or they need visions, or they need, you know, whatever it is, someone, something to, a trial, a tribulation to bring them to you, or someone to, they can run into and talk to, you know, to teach them or show them you, then whatever it is, you know. And the one lady, as I said, was complaining, and he took her to heaven, he showed her her mission on earth, and she came back and did a mission. And my thing with him is, if you do this for one, do this for everyone, you know. Go get him, Lord.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, just plow through, you know. And but we have to
believe. Sometimes,
God is
when I'm saying, come, Lord Jesus, come, and he'll say, I'm already here, and well, take me with you.
Yeah, I know. Like, why are we not together? There's so much love here. There's so much assurance in our love. There's so much joy in our love. There's so much, you know. And then it's like, why am I still here? Why aren't you here with me?
Yeah.
Like, this does not make sense to me. But of course it has to be that way. We know
if
that.
If you're here, take us with you.
Exactly. Take us with you. We've had it, you know. This world is just, I don't know, we're seeing more and more stuff. I had the computer off for like a couple of days because I couldn't get something to work right. And of course, my grandson, who's a whiz, just went blip, 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 and said, you didn't do that. And I said, what didn't I do? Like, show me what I didn't do, because it's like dummy dude trying to, at 72, trying to do all these boxes and things and wires and, you know, computers and laptops. It's crazy. It's something in my brain, maybe because I'm older, that I just kind of want to run away from. But I can't, because I use this all day, not all day, but for, you know, counseling and sending stuff out and lifting people up on the Lord. This is the work he has me doing for him. I'm free to do it. But it's like when the thing goes fooey, I just like, ah! I got to get it going. Oh, it's crazy.
It's so frustrating.
You know.
Computer problems, car problems.
Oh, it is. It's terrible. It's a terrible suffering. It really is. And then at the cell phone, I left it in the rain, and we had to put it in the rice, and after 3 months it works. It still works now. I mean, so my phone, Yeah, if you leave it in the rain, pouring rain overnight, it can still work after a few months to try it out. It's crazy. But that's another thing attached to the hip, you know, and it's just, you know, where's my phone? I left it in the other room. Oh, okay, I'll go get it. It's like, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's really terrible. But it's so necessary. And the others, they want me to upgrade to this fang-dangled thing that looks like something you could, galaxy something or other, or I can't even, there's so many out there. And it's like, no. I just need texting, take pictures, and call, and whatever. That's all I want. I don't need all this other stuff. I've got so many apps and things. It's like my brain, it fries my brain. I just want basic, you know, it's an emergency, I'm in the car, I can call you. That's what I really need it for. I don't need it much for anything else. You know, and that's me, though. But my kids all have these things, and it's like, don't even show it to me. It's like I get a headache, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh, for an old bird like me, it's crazy. But,
I'm
glad I have the internet.
Yeah, calling
and
texting. That's pretty much all I know how to do, too.
I know, right. I don't need a phone with all this fang-danger stuff.
Too, but yeah.
Yeah, pictures and texts. Call to say hello and call for emergency and talk now and then, you know, and that's it. And I don't need anything else, you know. Oh, my friend was trying to download an app for one of the stores, and you had to go, practically have to give your life away in information just to get this stupid app.
Oh, no.
I know, it was insane. Oh. And she's trying to do it because she's older than me. It's like she's her daughter met my daughter help her. It was insane. It was totally insane. What I had to do this for just to get coupons. What they do, did you ever notice that? They have to, you get the coupons, you get the flyer from the store. Well, you get off the coupon already, like maybe $3. Well, they have an extra dollar you can take off, but you've got to put it on your phone so that when it goes to the cashier, it clicks on from the phone automatically and takes off the extra money. I mean, hello?
Yeah.
You lost me before I got to the counter, honey. Yeah, so that's what she was doing, you know. It was like, oh, right. Better you than me. No, but that's what you can do. And they said, oh, this is great. You get an extra dollar off when you, and it's automatically hooked up to the, that should be downright scary to us. Isn't that? Oh my goodness! So I thought that was, but she had to give her passwords and this and that and address and everything, all this information to this phone for the store to get this. And I said, I don't know about that. That's a little too much, you know. She even thought so too, but I don't know. I don't think she did get it right anyway. After all that, she couldn't figure it out. But Yeah, I don't even know half the stuff you can do with these phones. And then every 4, 5, 6 months, if they're coming out, well, now there's this phone, and this phone can do this, that the other one could. And you've got gazillion people lined up at the door to get this new fang-dangled thing that costs a couple hundred more. Oh, I mean, it's insane.
Technology is progressing very rapidly.
Yes. It's
which is both
crazy.
A good and bad thing. So.
Yeah, good and bad, because it can lead to the chip, you know. And,
yeah.
Sure, I'll take that. That's all part of my phone system. Okay. It's terrible. The brainwashing that'll go on. Yeah, so. But I'm glad I have my computer because I do spiritual work on it. So this is a godsend. I can reach tons of people all in one click, which is fantastic, you know. So that's good. And I know the Lord's in this with me with the spiritual work that I'll do online. I've done this since 2006 or even before. So this is a great blessing. I'm very happy to do this, you know. But, I just have to have the thing working, right? Figure out how to fix it. Forget how to fix it. Oh, forget it. No. But the kids are a whiz, so yeah, they can do it. Yeah, so thank God for that. But anyway, so moving on.
Well,
it
looks like it's just you and me on the phone in the second hour.
If you want to close out early, honey, go ahead. That's just perfectly all right. I'm just rambling on about stuff, you know, and
and whatever, but if you want to close up, it's perfectly all right by me, you know. But
and hopefully
yeah.
we will feather in the sky tonight.
Yes, yes. The 26th should
very
be something.
Shortly.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Beard and the bride say,
come.
We love you,
Kim
Jesus.
Gives daddy. Get her doing.
Love you.
Yo, there you go. Yep,
blind
good one.
Yeah. Sure.
When I die in the name of Jesus, gonna go to the place that.
Love you all. Love you, Jesus. See you in the air. Bye.
You bet. Bye, honey. Bye-bye, everyone. Love you.